President Trump is blasting state officials, saying they're not doing enough to stop violent protests. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Steve Dorsey, CBS News correspondent in Washington, D.C. Steve, what more can you tell us about what the president had to say to governors this morning?
Well, good morning. The White House says this call dealt primarily with the president calling on governors and mayors to do more in using the National Guard. They say only several thousand National Guard troops that are available have been used, and they want to see more of those kinds of troops deployed across the country. We know that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, along with Secretary Esper and Attorney General Bill Barr, are leading a new federal response to these riots starting today, and the president wants to see cities get tougher on them.
Was there any pushback from the governors who were in on this video conference call?
Absolutely. Illinois' Governor Pritzker, told the president that he thinks the rhetoric coming from the White House, and including his Twitter account, has not been appropriate in responding to these riots, and that he believes they've inflamed tensions, including in marginalized minority communities.
And how did the president respond to that?
Well, the president is being described by at least one aide to a governor on the call as unhinged. And he says that if governors don't do more to control these riots, they're going to come across as, in his words, jerks. And that they're weak and that they need to do more to rein in what he believes are unjustified riots going on in cities across the country and including on the almost the doorstep of the White House.
Steve, it was just last month that the president cheered on people who were protesting public health restrictions put in place due to coronavirus, and in fact even expressed support for armed protesters who showed up at the State House in Michigan. How are we to take the president when it comes to the issue of people protesting in the streets and expressing their views?
Well, he believes that these protests are being led by left-wing radicals. And including part of the Antifa group that the country is moving towards declaring as a domestic terror group. And he believes they're responsible for the damage and the rioting caused by these protesters and is pointing to the left to rein them in.
Is there any evidence of that?
Well, certainly there is some evidence of anarchy-based protesters. But there is a difference between the actual peaceful protests in response to George Floyd's death, but also destructive riots. And I think authorities and us at CBS are trying to make that difference as well.
I guess what I'm wondering, is there any evidence of specific political groups, because he's frequently referred to left-wing organizations, a political affiliation among the people who are causing the most violent acts and the looting?
If there is, there doesn't appear at this moment to be any kind of organized attachment to a left-leaning or really any affiliated political group without any kind of widespread coordination that we've seen.
Steve, thanks for joining us this morning. That's Steve Dorsey, CBS News correspondent in Washington, D.C.